Philippians chapter 4 tonight, reading in verse 8, a very familiar verse to all of us. I want to begin here this evening. I want to preach a message titled, Video Games. We could subtitle this, The Danger of Video Games. And I wrote an article last night, and hopefully it'll be available in about 2 or 3 weeks from now. As I said this morning, if you'll put your tailgate up, we'll do our best to try to load your pickup tonight. You see the things I have laying here. Obviously, I will not be able to quote all of these, but I have at least 100 to 200 articles, quotes from those who have done research and studies on this particular subject. Now, I've been asked a number of times, Preacher, why don't you play video games? And I told a few, I have enough trouble with the flesh now without adding something else to it. I've also, it's been hinted at, and since you don't play video games and you never have, as far as I can remember, I haven't, wouldn't that disqualify you from talking about this or preaching on it? Well, I've never committed murder or adultery, but I'm authorized to preach on it from God's holy word. Amen? So, yes, I am qualified to speak on this subject here tonight. Now, notice with me as we come, and I'm going to say this. I don't necessarily believe this is going to change anyone in the church. As far as I know, you're not involved in playing video games. But we can use this message and use this article that we've written to help others, because the majority of people in America do play video games. I'll give you some stats in a moment. He says here, reading from verse 8, the Apostle Paul writing to the church, and he said, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things." Father, we thank You tonight for the privilege that You've given us to assemble together. We ask Your blessings upon the reading of Your precious Word, for it's in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated. Now, video games have become a dominant form of entertainment for young people and adults, especially since the late 70s and early 80s. And they're now as popular as movies and music, bringing in billions of dollars each year, and they will become more popular in the future. Now, this all got started basically in the 70s. I've read somewhere where there were a few games before that. But the first commercial video game for sale was in the 1970s, and from there you see what we have today if you walk in any department store and just see the shelves of these video games. They started off with what seems to be innocent games, with things like Odyssey and Pac-Man and Pong and Pokemon. And Pac-Man was, if you've ever seen it or played it or whatever, it basically is centered around eating dots while avoiding ghosts and monsters. And you can, if you eat the ghosts and monsters, then you get additional points. And just the very fact of having ghosts and monsters in a game would make me want to say, my children are not going to watch that. I don't think it's innocent fun. Pokemon is centered around monsters. Pokemon is a short for pocket monster. The characters in this game are monsters. And I have a track around here somewhere that another preacher wrote on that several years ago. Children, believe it or not, have developed relationships with these creatures. And it is a game that teaches you how to cast spells, magic, and psychic powers. So in my opinion, those were not innocent games from the beginning. Contra came out in 1987. It's all about fighting aliens, run and gun, shoot 'em up kind of video game. And they have just progressively got more wicked and more violent and more nudity and immorality in those as time has went on. Now, in verse 8, the Apostle Paul says to the church, he says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise," he said, "think on these things." To think on something is to ponder on it and to meditate upon it. So he's saying that what we're to meditate, think upon, to ponder, to consider are things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, and of good report. And I've never seen any of these things in the video games in America. Now, turn with me to chapter 1 and notice here. Now, what I'm going to give you tonight, this is another reason people are not responding to the truths of the Word of God. We know there's many things that keep people from the Word of God. The educational system of this world, Hollywood, secular music. We could go through a list of number of things that keep people from the Word of God. Drugs and alcohol. There's many things, but here's another reason. Here's another thing that is keeping people from responding to the Word of God. Now, just a few of the games, and since I've never played them, as far as I know, and if I have, I don't remember. But anyway, just a few of the games. I had to do research on this. I did this a year ago. Was going to preach on it last year, didn't. I went back last summer, did research again. And then in the last 3 weeks, I've done research. Some of the video games, Grand Theft Auto, Call of Duty, Halo series, Black Ops, Tetris, Modern Warfare, Mortal Kombat, Super Mario Brothers, World of Warcraft, Touch of Evil, Hitman, Killzone, Uncharted game series, Street Fighter, Shadowgun, Resistance, Gears of War, Soldiers of Fortune, Battlefield, Assassin's Creed, and God of Wars. That tells us a whole lot about some of these games. Now, these are some of the most popular games that are available today. Now notice as we read here in this passage, and I want to read verse 9 and in verse 10. He says here in verse 9 and in verse 10 of Philippians chapter 1. He said, "And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment." Now notice he wants our love to abound yet more and more. He wants us to have knowledge and understanding in all judgment. That is so we can discern between what's right and wrong. Here's the reason in verse 10. "That you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere without offense till the day of Christ." We need to have discernment, be able to approve the things that are excellent. And in other words, we just need to know what's right and what is wrong. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, you'll notice here. Notice as we come to verse 21. Now, parents, in many cases, are uninformed. Surveys have showed that 5% of parents, or less than 5% of parents, really know the content of the video games that are in their homes. And also, the debate goes on and on about these games. They continue, and I believe that as these debates continue on, the Bible stops the debates dead in their tracks. The average person has no discernment. I'm including Christians. People are in denial, and Christians are justifying these video games. And many say, well, they're evil. That's what I believe. And many say, well, they're not evil. And some says, well, they could be, but you just need to limit the time that your children play. I say, get them out of your house and don't let them play them at all, just like you had to do with the television. There's many types of these games, arcades, sports, simulators, fantasy, or role-playing games. There's online games. It's endless at the types of these games. And I believe the wrong question is always being asked. We ask the question many times, what's wrong with them? I believe you should be saying, what's right with these games? And I'd be happy, and I've challenged a few people on this. I said, I'd be happy to sit down with you if you feel like that I'm wrong. And I'd be happy to take my King James Bible and sit down with you, and you can turn one of these on, and let's look at the Bible, and let me show you what's wrong with them. I'll watch a few minutes with you and show you what's wrong with them. Nobody's taken the challenge yet. So that tells me something. Now, here's some of the things, just the content of some of these games. I wrote down a few words, and I'm going to go back over some of these in a moment. But there's graphic scenes, evil, hatred, killing, aggression, deceit, lies, addiction, nudity, immorality, blood, gore, exploitation of women, theft, a bank robbery, pimping, assassinations, drugs, drinking, rebellion, disrespectful to authority, and crimes and witchcraft. And that's only just a few things that are in them. One writer said this. He said, video games are more likely to affect behavior in a negative way than TV because they don't just watch video games, they interact with them. And so he's saying he believes the TV is bad, but he believes the video game is worse because they interact with them. He said the games are also repetitive and based on a reward system. Repetition and rewards are primary components of classical conditioning, a proven psychological concept in which behavioral learning takes place as a result of rewarding or punishing particular behaviors. Also, he said, the brains of children and teens are still developing. And in other words, he's just saying they're more susceptible to being influenced by these games. The Bible said in Romans 12:9, abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 15:33, evil communications corrupt good manners. Churches are plagued with video games as well as the lost world out there. Now notice as we read here in this particular passage, and let me read this, and I got so many things laying here. Let me go ahead and read this. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I'm just trying to decide exactly which way to go here. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 21. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from all appearances of evil in verse 22. Verse 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're to prove all things. We're to hold fast that which is good. We are to abstain from all appearances of evil because God wants to preserve our body, soul, and spirit. All right? Now, let me give you just a few facts while you're turning to Romans chapter 12. We're going to be turning to Romans chapter 12, and I'm going to read off just a few facts, and then we'll move on with some scripture. Now, video gaming is a multi-billion, not million, but a multi-billion dollar industry. And it's bringing in, at its present time, more money than movies and DVDs. Boys average 13 hours a week of playtime. Girls average 5 hours a week of playtime. In 1990, Nintendo alone sold over 7.2 million Nintendo Entertainment System control decks, and then there's a whole lot of other things added here, like the game packs and all those kind of things. In 1992, as a whole, the video game industry took in over $5.7 billion in sales. In 2008, 289.2 million video games were sold in the United States, totaling $11.7 billion in revenue. In 2011, it was $12 billion industry in the United States. Worldwide sales of video games are predicted to reach $73.5 billion by the year 2013. Not talking about millions, we're talking about billions. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 grossed $550 million in the first 5 days after its November 10, 2009 release. Modern Warfare 3 sold 6.5 million games on opening day. It earned $400 million in 1 week. And in that game, its medieval setting teaches how to kill and destroy, etc., etc. 97% of 12 through 17-year-olds in the United States played video games in 2011. 68% of boys and 29% of girls aged 12 to 14 reported playing M-rated games. That's mature or adult games a lot. The Grand Theft Auto series ranked first among boys and second among girls, and it's one of the most wicked out there. As a matter of fact, it's based on violence and criminal themes. Bestseller in 2002. And what it is, you are working for a mob, and your job is to complete your mission by stealing cars, assassinations, picking up prostitutes, and after you're through with them, killing them. That's what this is all about. Some of the phrases in this game, as far as the ads were concerned, keep running from the law, learn the fine art of chainsaw molestation, waste the wife, get some easy money and amusement, muggings, madness, massacres, surviving the first 25 missions. These are just some of the phrases in the ad that they were using to promote this video game. More than 70% of American teenage boys have played the violent, adult-rated Grand Theft Auto. Speaking of video games, many countries have banned certain games. Australia, Singapore, Japan, Brazil, Malaysia, Saudi Arabia, and other Arab countries. In the United States, many proposals have been given over the last 30 years to ban or limit video games. In 1990, one of our senators conducted a hearing regarding what he referred to as violent video games, which in his opinion included such games as Mortal Kombat. This has been debated in the California Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, in Congress, in the Senate, and so forth. I mean, the Surgeon General in 1999, based upon a U.S. government study, said, "We clearly associate media violence to aggressive behavior." Another, in November the 9th, 1982, the U.S. Surgeon General there said video games might be hazardous to the health of young people. Walmart, September the 8th, 2000, limited sales of violent games. July the 14th, 2000, even a Canadian province ruled violent games as pornographic, and the computer game Soldier of Fortune has been classed as pornography by British Columbia, Canada, forcing shops to remove the title or face persecution. The Attorney General warned parents about the game. Brazil banned 133 PC games, and the ratings on these games are put on there by the manufacturers themselves. At least this is what it was a few years ago. Now notice with me as we come to Romans chapter 12, and I'm going to read just a few verses from this. Now, I want to give you 10 dangers of video games. And I may have 11. We'll see if we have time for these. I'll go through as many as we can. And by the way, if I were to give you some more stats, and I've collected several hundred, but listen to this right here. I have the 10 biggest violent video game controversies, have those listed here. But just listen to this right here. And these are old stats. This is 02, 01, 03. We're talking about 9, 10, 11 years ago. And it says here that mature rated games are now the fastest growing segment of the video game industry. This was in 03, and it says about one-third of the video games are now purchased or rated M. Another fact says about 40% of those who play mature-rated games are under 18 years of age. Another one said 45% of all video games players are under the age 18, according to Wall Street Journal survey 10-14-02. That means that of the 146 million gamers in the United States, 65.7 million are children and teens. 20 million video game players are 12 and under. The best-selling game, as I said a moment ago, of 2002 was M-rated Grand Theft Auto 3. 78% of unaccompanied children aged 13 through 16 were able to buy mature-rated games at retail stores. 95% of teenage boys play video games each month, according to a survey conducted, this was in April 2003. Children are leaving traditional toys and play at younger and younger ages in favor of electronic entertainment. Toy sales were stagnant in 2001. Video game sales were up 43% over 2000. I mean, we're talking about a major problem, a growing wickedness in our country. Now, let's spend some time, and I'm going to spend most of the time on the violence that are in many of these video games. Now, I'm going to be reading Romans, but I want to continue with some quotes here as well. Now, the reason there is so much violence in these games is that violence sells. In America, there is a connection between media violence and behavior. This is proven over and over and over again. People enjoy the action in violence. And according to the assistant vice president of NEC, that's Nintendo Entertainment, he says violence sells. I believe that's Nintendo, NEC. I'd have to go back and look at the notes. But he said this. He said, violent games are the most popular because the people who spend the most money on games are boys aged 10 to 16. Now, I want you to just let this sink in tonight. The American audience, in general, crave violence. Between 1952 and 1964, television saw a 90% increase in violent programming. Advertisers and producers created more violent shows because it quickly became apparent that Americans would sooner watch something violent than something nonviolent. Now listen, video game markets use the same strategy. Another quote says, A majority of games include punching, kicking, whipping, and shooting, or otherwise killing the opponent in order to win the game. Such violence may be directed against inanimate objects, imagery, creatures, or even other humans. Even many of the sports titles, that is, video games, include fight events such as Blades of Steel, Skates to Die, NHL hockey, and combat basketball. See, violence sells. One parents group, the National Coalition on TV Violence, did a study on NES games, and it said they found that 70% of the 150 games they surveyed contained high levels of violence. In Romans chapter 12, reading in verse 14, it says, bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Turn down with me, please, to verse 17 in the same chapter. In the same chapter, he says this in verse 17. He says, recompense to no man evil for evil, provide things honest in the sight of all men. Now, are these just words on the page like the newspaper to you and I, or are they the pure words of God? That's the thing we've got to settle in our minds. God says in His Word how that we're to conduct ourselves and that we're not to have a fighting, aggressive attitude. I mean, this is very clear in the Holy Scripture. A lot of people think they're not manly if this is, you know, if they're not, in this macho fighting, you know, kind of attitude. This is even in the church today. And he goes on to say, and he said, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. Not shoot him. Not cut his throat. Not make him bleed. Not pull his spine out, as one of these videos, pull the spine out of another human being. He says here in this passage, if he's thirst, give him drink, for in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Turn with me, please, to 1 Peter chapter 2. The majority of video games include violence, and about half of the violent incidents would result in serious injury or death in the real world. That's another quote. The Nintendo W2 uses nunchuck-style controller. That'll tell us something. Images in these video games, a lot of blood, a lot of gore, a lot of aggression, different ways to inflict pain or to kill, cruelty, those kind of things. Another quote, 6 of the 10 top best-selling video games in 2008 included violence, with 4 of the games carrying a mature rating recommended for persons age 17 and older. Newsday, June 26, 2008, Cops Grand Theft Auto video game inspires crime. The average child sees an estimated 200,000 violent acts on TV by the time they reach 18 years of age. Then you add the video games into this mix. You can imagine the amount of violence that they see. Constant exposure to violence numbs us to real violence. American Psychological Association says video games increase children aggression. Most video games are littered with violence. And I've got, again, and I can let you see some of this and tell you where to find it. I'm not going to get into reading this right here, but this is violence publicized incidents, and it starts off in 1997 and brings you through a list of people that committed crimes and whatever that were associated with playing the video games. It says here in this one article, video games are now a prime form of entertainment among Americans' youth. An estimated 70% of children aged 2 to 18 have access to video games at home, with a third playing games in their bedrooms, according to a recent survey. Here are some facts about them gleaned from a recent study. Boys aged 8 through 18 surveyed in this research spent 40 minutes a day playing computer video games. The number of violent interactions in a 10-minute play period ranged between 2 and 124. Boys who play teen or mature rated games for a minimum of 40 minutes a day may witness over 180 incidences of aggressions per day, or 5,400 incidents per month. In 98% of the games surveyed, aggression went unpunished. In fact, in more than half the video games, the perpetrator were rewarded for their aggressive actions. The basic prototype for aggression and mature-rated video games involved human perpetrators who engaged in repeated acts of justified violence involving weapons. 78% of all violent interactions in the first 10 minutes of gameplay featured lethal violence. In almost a quarter of the violent interactions in the mature games, players perceived themselves as stalkers. 78% of the violent action was shown up close. Almost half of the violent video game segments featured humor. Only 10% of all violent game perpetrators possess good or pro-social qualities. This thing goes on and on and on in the studies here. And I've got many of these studies, and someone can say, well, you can't prove all this. We can prove this from the Word of God. We can prove that what we watch and what we read and what we participate in destroys us spiritually speaking. We can prove that from the Word of God. We don't even have to have all the studies I'm reading that I have laying here. I have a stack about this tall in my office that I've copied in the last year. And there's just hundreds of research and study papers that have been done on this particular subject. I've got several lists here. A 2000 FBI report includes playing violent video games in a list of behaviors associated with school shootings. There's studies here in 2005, 2000, 2008, 2009, and I mean, it's endless at the studies that have been done on this subject. It says a 1998 study found that 21% of games sampled involved violence against women. Another study here says playing video games increase aggressive behavior and arousal. Another study said violent video games require active participation, repetition, and identification with a violent character, with new game controllers allowing more physical interactions. Again, these go on and on. I have several hundred of these studies before me and also in my office. Another quote here is, the majority of video games include violence, and about half of the violent incidences, I think I already read that one. I did read that one. Let me see here. Let me go to the next page here. I told you many quotes. More than any other media, these video games encourage active participation in violence. Video games are excellent teaching tools because they reward players for engaging in certain types of behavior. Unfortunately, in many popular video games, the behavior is violence. The military has effectively used computer simulations for many years to desensitize soldiers and make them able to kill, overriding their natural human aversion to extreme violence. This same technology is now our fastest growing form of children entertainment. Video games play an important role in training U.S. soldiers as they prepare for combat. 2008, the Army invested $50 million on the development of video games and a gaming system designed to train soldiers for combat. Violent video games can train youth to be killers. The U.S. Marine Corps licensed Doom 2, 1996, to create Marine Doom in order to train soldiers. 2002, the U.S. Army released first-person shooter America's Army to recruit soldiers and prepare recruits for the battlefield. The video game Call of Duty series has been one of the most popular first-person shooter video game series on the market. Shooting dogs, beating children, murdering innocent civilians. One version included torture of captured enemy combatants, burning prisoners alive, shooting soldiers who surrender, and the terrorist slaughter of civilians in a Russian airport. Since the 1980s, video games started embracing more violence. Super Mario Brothers stomping heads, Final Fantasy killing goblins, Mortal Kombat brutal violence, Grand Theft Auto shooting innocent bystanders. And people still look you in the face and say to you, well, you don't really know what you're talking about. And that'll tell you where they're at with the Lord, and most of them are not with the Lord at all. Now, notice with me in 1 Peter chapter 2, I'm going to be reading here, and I had two more quotes, and maybe I will find them before I get finished here, but I had two more quotes on the military I wanted to give you. But notice in 1 Peter chapter 2, and I'm going to read this, and then we're going to move on, and I challenge you to write down Proverbs 1, 16 and 17, don't join the wicked in their violence. And Exodus 20, verse 13, thou shalt not kill. Matthew 5, 38 through 45, turn the other cheek and love your enemy. You're virtually beating up or killing somebody and playing these games. And I know people to debate with that, but I would love to debate some people on this subject and taking the Word of God. You see, you get points in these video games for killing people. In real life, if you kill somebody, what happens? You go to jail. See, that's real life. You don't get rewarded for it. The consequences, you see, is judgment. And you go to jail. Now notice in 1 Peter, we're coming to this passage, in verse 21, he says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example. Underline that in your Bible, the word example. that you should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Verse 23, who when he was reviled, reviled not again, and when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. The Lord didn't take vengeance. He wasn't a revengeful kind of person. And he said, let us follow his example. Now, number two, turn with me to Hosea 11. I gotta keep moving here now. We're only to the first point. I said I got 10 or 11. Notice with me in Hosea chapter 11. You see, this kind of stuff is not preached. I've only heard one man try to preach on this. One. And got to the end of the message and said, well, what you need to do is just kind of control what you have in your homes. You know. And most will not deal with this because it rubs people the wrong way. And any game, I'm telling you, any game where you've got a gun and you've got a trigger pulled on somebody else, talking about violence now, what you're doing, you're destroying the minds of your children when you allow. I don't care if it's an airplane, it's in a tank, it's out on the battlefield, I don't care where it's at. What you're doing, you're teaching them something through these video games that will not help them in their Christianity. Now, that's just a fact. And Hosea chapter 11, and those that want to argue with me, give me 10 years with you children. Let's get down the road 10, 15 years, and I'll show it. I'll prove it to you. I'll prove it to you with their love for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, notice in Hosea chapter 11, now the next thing is addictions. Addiction. Many studies confirm this. People are addicted to video games as they are alcohol, drugs, smoking, or gambling. And if you don't believe they're addicted, ask them to give them up. Just ask them to give them up. It takes time from your family. It takes time from your God. It takes time for the things that God has called us to do. A 2-year study in Singapore indicated that about 10% of 3,000 students became addicted with video games, which had contributed to additional mental problems. What it does, it dominates your thinking. You're thinking, how can I get to the next level? How can I beat this game? What can I do here? Virtual reality can distract us from real life. These realistic graphics and stuff in these things too. I mean, this is staggering. What you see in these things now. One study said this, and this is a quote. It says, many hours can affect the brain on a cellular level, affecting the nerve cells and slowing brain activity. In other words, brain damage. And I know many that play these things, they look and act like they got brain damage. A number of deaths have been related to addictions, and it's increasing. One woman shot her baby to death because it cried and interrupted her while she was playing Facebook game Farmville. And again, I got a list, a whole lot of other that are associated with these. In Hosea chapter 11, and reading in one verse, it says here in verse 7, and my people are bent, underline it, my people are bent to backsliding from me, though they call them to the Most High, none at all would exalt him. Notice, people are bent, they're determined to backslide and to get away from God. In Exodus chapter 20, notice in verse 3. Now the third thing is idolatry. You say, now preacher, you've done went too far. Idolatry. Video games are a form of idolatry and will draw our hearts and our affections from our Lord and Savior. They consume the heart and mind. They discourage deep meditations upon the things of God. Idolatry is putting anything in the place or before God. Here's another quote. Video games tell a story like music, TV, or literature. Now listen carefully. If you don't believe me, I'll sit down with my King James Bible with anybody that wants to talk about this, your relatives, your friends, your neighbors, and we'll just see. We'll see how this works out. But he said these video games tell a story, just like anything else. Hey, television tells stories. Literature, music, and every song has a story. And it says that they teach us to solve our problems by our own abilities. Now, this is my own words here, and then I'm going to give you the quote in a moment. But they teach us to solve our own problems, you know, life's problems, by our own abilities, that is, with war, with revenge, and outsmarting the other person. I think in my whole life, I'm 59, I think in my whole life, many moons ago, I saw one of the Star Trek movies. I sat down with somebody and watched that years ago. Real stupid, by the way. And sat down and watched that. And you know what? When we got through the film, the person I sat with, you know what I told him? I said, "Where's God? Where is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Kirk and what's the pointed ear guys? Spock, you know, here they are. They're in a jam. They're in a bad situation." And half of the movie is centered around them getting out, or the whole Enterprise is going to blow up, and all this is going to take place. And God is nowhere. There's no prayer. There's no fasting. There's no seeking God. You know what? In the end, Kurt, boy, he got them through it. He was smarter than the aliens. He was smarter, you see. That's what these things do. Now, listen to this quote. It says this: "The stories of war glamorize global conflict. Blind faith is placed in technologies of war, lock and load mentality. They cause us to think globally with global solutions." That's what many of these video games do. You're thinking about fighting aliens. You're thinking about fighting a global war. Those kind of things. And what it is, it pulls us away from reality and who that we are in Christ and what God has called us to do. The question again, where is the God of the Bible in these video games? The Bible said in 1 Peter 1, verses 13 and through 15, "Be holy. Don't fashion yourselves according to former lusts." The Bible said in Proverbs 4:23, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." We're to guard our hearts from the things of this world. Idolatry is putting anything before the Lord, and these video games many times are put before the Lord. Notice in Exodus chapter 20, and I'm going to be reading in verse 3, and he said, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." Have no other gods before me. Very clear and very plain. Turn to Psalms 101. And many of you can quote the verse I'm after, but notice Psalms 101. We'd use the same verse in dealing with the subject of television. You can look in some people's eyes and tell that they play these things a lot. How many can say amen to that? You can look at their attitude and their response to truth and whatever. Doubt everything in the Word of God, but believe everything on these video games. I've talked to many people about this. Notice in Psalms 101, reading in verse 3. Now the fourth thing, got to move, the fourth thing is immorality. Strong sexual content in many of these. There's lesbians, gays, bisexuals, transgender characters. They are obscene pictures all through these games, pornography. Women sometimes are presented as a plaything, and when you get through with her, you just kill her. Now, these are in some of these games. As a matter of fact, the nudity that's in them, the partial and full nudity, is portrayed as normal, and the women are presented as loose, and they're definitely not a lady in most of these video games. If you don't believe me, go look at them. You're not going to see in these video games ladies dressed modestly as we have here tonight. You're not going to see that in the video games. Notice with me as we come to Psalms 101, reading in verse 3, "I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me." Notice, I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. Those who sit down with the majority of the video games are setting wicked things, are setting violence, immorality, and all these things before them. Turn with me, please, the next passage. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and notice here. All right, now the fifth thing is the health issue. And I'm going to spend just a little bit of time on this. It does create a lot of couch potatoes, amen? Your body is the temple of God, and we're to glorify God in our body. And it affects the eyes, it affects the brain, it affects the body. There's obesity and weight, overweight problems. It affects the hands. There are people having trouble with their hands now. You know, playing these games all the time, having problems with their fingers and their thumbs and their tendons and things of that nature. The Bible does tell us that exercise profiteth little. And there's not much exercise sitting, you know, with a video game. They say, well, oh, it'll sharpen and, you know, their minds and make them more intelligent. No, it won't. There's no studies proving that whatsoever. I think what it'll do is destroy their faith. It'll destroy their faith in God. A study says, the University of Indiana Medical School shows that violent video games disrupt the function of the frontal lobe, desensitizing the brain and making habitual players less able to understand the effects of actual violence. The brain changes are most apparent among heavy users. So there is social behavioral problems associated with video games, and especially those that watch them a lot. Some research suggests that playing video games may affect some children's physical functioning. Effects range from triggering epileptic seizures to cause heart rate and blood pressure changes. They say it can cause depression, stress, arthritis, carpal tunnel syndrome, even can cause mental problems in children and teens. These are some of the studies. That's some of the reasons you've got to be very careful. I mean, it'll even affect our physical well-being over a period of time. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, notice verse 19 and verse 20. Verse 19 and verse 20. And he says here in these passages, what know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For you're bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We see here that we belong to God. Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and He says we're to glorify God in our body. The next thing, and I want you to turn to 1 Corinthians 10, the next thing is they're satanic. Many of them are satanic. These are vital parts. When I'm going to list just a few things. These are a few that I've wrote down and researched and report. Many have monsters all the way back from the beginning. Many have monsters, demons or devils, vampires, witchcraft, the occult, sorcery, magic, aliens, zombies, supernatural creatures, necromancers, werewolves, and on we could go. Are you kidding me? You want your children to see that? Do you want your husband or your wife to even see that garbage? Buffy the Vampire Slayer, players fight many enemies, including Spike, demons, zombies, the Master, and other supernatural creatures to save mankind. Always to save mankind. Dragon Slayer, Dead Underworld, you can assassinate, cast spells, magic, absorb souls of dragons. Oh, who? We just want to do that, don't we, as a Christian? I'm saying to you that most of them are satanic. Find every evil and wicked thing you want in these video games. I've looked at some of the covers, just the front covers and the back covers on them. That's enough right there to tell me that I don't want to have anything to do with it. Now, you'll notice with me, as we come to 1 Corinthians 10, let me just go ahead and list number 7, number 8. Number 7 is music. Many of these video games have rock and roll music in them. And the repetition of some of these music. The repetition. Even going back, I'm going to tell you something. Even little children's toys can drive you insane if it just goes on. I've seen parents either kill the toy or either take the batteries out of them. You know, when they get them as gifts. They can drive you insane. I mean, just that constant noise. And this is true with many of the, even going back with Pac-Man and some of the, I hate hearing that, the little sirens and the music, all the things that go, I hate hearing that. I can imagine hearing that, you know, 7-8 hours a day. And that stuff going through your mind. Then, what about the language? What about the language? There's many bad words, off-color words, insinuations. As a matter of fact, one writer said in reference to death row, rated M, he said it's violent and full of cursing. He said it makes cursing an art form. Do I want my children? Do I want my spouse to be watching things like this or playing things like this? Absolutely not. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, we started our message last Sunday morning with this. And it says, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Do all to the glory of God. Everything that we do is to be to the glory of God. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 5. And we're going to close here in Ephesians 5. Somebody's saying, thank God. We're going to close here in Ephesians 5. Now, number 9 is that they're a waste of money. The average game costs between $20 and $60 today. They're a waste of money. It's a billion, multi-billion dollar industry. I know some starving children on the mission field that could use some of our money. And not only is it a waste of money, it's a waste of time. The Bible said redeem the time. It's a waste of time. We're to buy back the time. You can't, you know, once yesterday's over, it's over. You can't change it. You can't go back and do anything about it. So it's a waste of time. Rome, before they fell, had their people caught up in food and circuses. That is, having a good time. Sports, movies, and games. These things will destroy work ethics. They're addictive. Now I'm going to give you number 11. I didn't know whether I'd get to this point or not. And this is just my real personal one. They're very stupid. If you want to add that one. Video games are very stupid. This is not real world video games. Just like television. It's not real world. No one can be killed 500 times and still go back on the battlefield. No one can whip an entire army by themselves or destroy an alien planet. No one can jump tall buildings while they're chasing or running or whatever they're doing. No one can overcome forces of evil without God. And no one, no human being has supernatural abilities. Many young people today are failing in their school. They're failing with their relationship with their parents. And they're failing with the Lord because of video games. Now in Ephesians chapter 5, I want to read verse 16, then we're going to back up and read verse 11, 10, 11, and 12, and we're going to close. He says here in verse 16, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Redeeming, purchasing, rescuing, buying back. Notice with me as we come to verse 10. Verse 10, people ask me, say, well, if we don't play video games, what do we do? Same thing I told you about television. Have you ever tried to just think? Have you ever tried to just meditate? Have you ever tried to just be silent for a little while and enjoy that? Have you ever tried to just sit down and maybe talk with your family? Have you ever tried to just sit down and read a good book, read the Bible, maybe pray, maybe draw, maybe you'll become an artist, maybe exercise, get a life, do something productive? You ever thought, if those thoughts ever crossed our generation's mind at all? The Bible tells us in Matthew 6, 22 and 23, it basically talks about, is your eyes full of light or full of darkness? The Bible said in Luke 16, 15, that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. I will stick with the Bible to prove my points, and I would sit down with anyone that would want to debate this issue. And I'd sit down with them and say, okay, let's take the Scripture and let me show you what's wrong. But does not these studies mean something? Hundreds of studies. Hundreds of articles and quotes that will show the problems with these games. The 10 biggest violent video game controversies started in around 1976 with Death Race, and then 1992 Mortal Kombat, 1993 Doom, 1997 Grand Theft Auto, 1999 Silent Hill, Postal 2 in 2003, Mad World 2009, in 2009 again, The Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, and then 2011 Bulletstorm. I mean, these cause controversy even among people who are lost, not just the Christian community. And again, there's many, many, many studies. Now, we base our beliefs and everything upon the Word of God. But still yet, we must at least pay attention to some of the... If these things have been discussed in the Supreme Court, if they've been discussed in the Senate, I mean, lost senators are concerned about what these are doing to our society with the violence and the immorality and things like that, then we need to pay attention to that. I mentioned Grand Theft Auto, and the theme behind that. Mortal Kombat is just simply fighting blood and all these kind of things. Halo, war between humans and aliens. And World of Warcraft online game, wicked images, the occult, and all those kind of things. Again, violent sales. It sells in our country. It sells actually across the world. And what about some of the other countries that don't profess Christianity banning these games that come out of America? Now you think about that. As we close, verse 10, we have these words. He says, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. We're to test everything with the Word of God as to where it's good or bad. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. Now I could read on, I'm going to stop there. Notice we're to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. We're to reprove them. We're to speak out against them. And he says it's a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret, much less sit down and watch it and play it. I'm saying to you tonight in closing that these are some very, very wicked things. And what is sad, I know of churches right now across our land whereby that the majority of the young people in those churches are playing these games. Not innocent games, but these games with violence and immorality and the occult and all these things. They're playing them. Can you imagine the addiction that they will probably have by the time they're grown? We need to warn people about the video games the same way we would warn them about Hollywood movies and secular music. We need to warn them. We're going to stop right here.